Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is ending many of the state's COVID restrictions as of May 29th. The governor made the announcement today. Capacity limits and mask mandates in most areas will be lifted then. Joining us to talk about this is WBUR's Simone Rios. Hi, Simone.
Hey, Lisa.
So this is pretty remarkable. Last time we heard from the governor, which is just about 3 weeks ago, he set August 1st as a target for full reopening, but now it's coming 2 months earlier. What accounts for that?
Well, Baker cited two factors in this new date. One was the CDC's new guidance that vaccinated people don't need to wear masks in most settings. The other was the state's vaccination rate. So he said the state is on target to have more than 4 million adults fully vaccinated by early next month. And that gives officials confidence that, that they can go ahead with the reopening. But Baker did leave room for local businesses and governments to decide how they want to proceed.
So on that matter, what have we heard from communities? What are they saying?
Yeah, so we heard from Boston's acting mayor, Kim Janey. She said the city will go along with the state's May 29th opening. And this is notable because previously Boston was running about 3 weeks behind the state's schedule.
So is it really going to be the end of restrictions at, say, restaurants? For instance, could every seat be filled?
It's hard to believe, isn't it? It's true for virtually all business restrictions across the state, with some important exceptions. I spoke to Sean Bowman at Tony's Clam Shop on Quincy Shore Drive, and he said business was down nearly 50% last year in the throes of the pandemic. Now he has every reason to believe that they're going to bounce back.
Well, it means we can definitely have more people inside, and we don't have to worry about face masks. We don't have to worry about petitions, more people for seating outside. Things are starting to get normal again.
And let's talk about the mask mandate. People who are fully vaccinated will no longer have to wear masks in most settings, but there are exceptions. Tell us what they are.
So the main areas announced today where we'll still have to mask up are public transportation, healthcare facilities, and K-12 schools. I spoke to Dr. Philip Landrigan, an epidemiologist and pediatrician at Boston College. He says it makes sense to take these extra precautions at places like nursing homes or hospitals where people can be extremely vulnerable to getting sick. Landrigan says he supports the governor's decision to partially lift mask requirements, but he says we have to be very careful as we move toward fewer precautions.
All the counts are going in the right direction, but we have to continue to be vigilant because this is a sneaky virus. It's shown that it can mutate and develop new strains. So far, thankfully, all of those strains seem to be protected by the vaccine, but we have to be wary. Right? And I think the governor's doing the right thing, but it doesn't mean we let our guard down at the same time.
But for people who are not vaccinated, either because they haven't had the chance or they don't plan to do so, they're still going to have to mask up when they're inside.
So how are we going to know when somebody's vaccinated? Who's going to make sure that unvaccinated people keep the masks on?
Yeah, I can just imagine taking my daughter to the trampoline park and wondering whether all the people around me who aren't wearing masks are, in fact, vaccinated. But essentially, it's going to be the honor system. Governor Baker was asked about his level of confidence in whether people will honor the honor system. He didn't really address the question, but here's what he said to people who are not vaccinated.
If you're not vaccinated, you should get vaccinated for all the reasons we've talked about before, for yourself and for your family and for the safety of your friends and your neighbors. But if you're not vaccinated, you should wear a mask. I mean, that's indoors, right? The guidance on outdoors is pretty consistent that very unusual for transmission there.
Okay, so now we're headed toward Memorial Day, masks out the window with some exceptions. What does this mean for the business community here?
Well, Lisa, as you know, many sectors have been devastated by the pandemic and the precautions put in place to help stop the spread. The worst by far is the leisure and hospitality sector, and I know a lot of business owners are ready to start ramping up as we head into the warm months. Secretary Mike Keneally, the governor's housing and economic development chief, says he hopes the timing of the mask lifting is good for business in the state.
The last weekend in May historically kicks off the summer season. this year, let's use this time to get reacquainted with all that our state has to offer for dining, shopping, visiting, and staying. Our business owners will be so happy to see you.
I know I'll be having my share of fried clams and lobster in the weeks ahead, and I can even say I'm doing my part.
And we're so grateful. WBUR Simone Rios, thank you.
Good to be here.